Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Hey, welcome to the Cale Clark Show. It's so good to be with you on this Tuesday, August the 16th. It's our Answer the Call Pledge Drive week. But we still have regular programming as well. And you can call in right now to the studio line to talk to me for free, 888-914-9149. You can also email the program, cale@relevantradio.com. That's Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And speaking of email, got a great one this morning, which I'm going to try to answer on the show today. It's about who can be saved. If a Catholic leaves the church, is it still possible for that person to get to heaven? What about people from other faiths? I'm going to read that to you later in the show. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And the show account is at Cale Clark Show on Twitter. But as we do at the beginning of every hour during this pledge drive, we're going to pray the Memorare and ask for Our Lady's intercession for the success of our campaign this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as you guys know, I'm a big movie buff. I'm also a big comic book buff, at least I used to be when I was growing up. And the latest actor to play Spider-Man is, of course, Tom Holland. And in fact, I haven't seen the latest. I'm really kind of losing my street cred here because I haven't seen the latest Spider-Man film, which is Spider-Man No Way Home, I believe. I get kind of confused. The first one that Tom Holland was in, he kind of did this trilogy of Spider-Man films as well as playing Spider-Man in the Avengers franchise. First one is Spider-Man Homecoming. Second one was Spider-Man Far From Home. Third one is Spider-Man No Way Home. So I got to see that because all the other Spider-Man of recent vintage were in that as well. Tobey Maguire and also Andrew Garfield. So I don't spoil it for me, okay? So don't call me and tell me what happens. I'm going to find out for myself. But something about Tom Holland, I'm going to play a little clip for you in just a second. It might surprise you to know he is actually British. So if you've seen him in the Spider-Man films, he does have a British accent. And he has decided to step away from social media for mental health reasons. It's not the first time that he's done this. In past years, he actually deleted Instagram. So a number of media outlets have talked about this. It was on CNN. It was on the Huffington Post. That's where I first saw it. And he says that Instagram and Twitter are both overstimulating and overwhelming to him. And he actually posted about a 3-minute video this weekend on Instagram before he signed off talking about it. Here's a clip.
Hi, guys. So I've been trying to make this video for about an hour now. And for someone that has spent the last, I don't know, 13, 14 years, however long I've been acting. Is it that long? Yeah, it probably is that long. I cannot seem to say what I need to say without umming and ahhing every 5 minutes. So I'm going to try again. So I have taken a break from social media for my mental health because I find Instagram and Twitter to be overstimulating, to be overwhelming. I get caught up and I spiral when I read things about me online. And ultimately, it's very detrimental to my mental state. So I decided to take a step back and delete the app.
All right, so there you have it from the lips of Tom Holland himself. And by the way, his girlfriend, allegedly, I don't think it's ever been confirmed, but they've been seen together all over the place. His co-star in the Spider-Man films, the actress and model Zendaya, the beautiful Zendaya, she also kind of stepped away from social media in the past. She told People Magazine last year that everybody should, quote, take the time they need when it comes to breaks And she said at the time, being on social media would kind of make me anxious. I would start to overthink a little too much. My fans want me to be happy and exist beyond social media. But I got to give credit to Tom Holland here for, first of all, recognizing the importance of mental health. And it's a good reminder that these folks are people too. They might be rich. They might be famous. You might say, wow, he's living a charmed life. He's a movie star. He gets to play Spider-Man. He's dating Zendaya. But he obviously struggles with some things. And he said that, and as you heard it in the clip, he said, quote, I get caught up in spiral when I read things about myself online. It's ultimately very detrimental to my mental state. I needed to take a step back. Well, I don't know exactly what he read about himself or what was really bothering him, but I was reading something just last night, and this is something I'm going to be talking about on the show coming up in future days. I'm not quite finished it yet, but it's a really interesting book by a guy named Russ Roberts, who's the host of the very, very popular Econ Talk podcast, which comes out once a week. The book is called Wild Problems, and it is wildly good, I'll tell you. I'll tell you more about what it's really about, but there was an anecdote in the book, kind of unrelated to his main topic, but I thought, when I read this, I thought about the Tom Holland situation. And it's actually, now, Russ Roberts is an economist. And if you know anything about economists, their great hero is Adam Smith. Now, Adam Smith is in many ways the father of modern economics. I remember when I did my undergrad in business school, I read a lot about Adam Smith. Don't ask me to recount any of it to you. I can't remember it all. But Adam Smith, of course, wrote a very famous book. He lived in the 18th century called The Wealth of Nations. A lot of thought on business economics comes from him. But he also, something I didn't really know, he was also a moral philosopher. And in his book, Wild Problems, Russ Roberts writes about what Adam Smith said in his little-known masterpiece called The Theory of Moral Sentiments. The Theory of Moral Sentiments. And here's what Adam Smith wrote in that. And by the way, he wrote back in 1759. So catch him a little break here. He wasn't using gender-inclusive language. He talks about man, but by that, of course, he means all human beings, men and women. In The Theory of Moral Sentiments, he wrote this, quote, man naturally desires not only to be loved, but to be lovely, end of quote. Man naturally desires not only to be loved, but to be lovely, end of quote. Now, what did he mean by that? When he says that the people desire to be loved, he doesn't mean, according to Russ Roberts, he didn't mean simply that we want to be cared about, but also that we might want to be praised. We want to be appreciated. We want to be admired. We want to be respected. We want to matter in this world. So that's what he meant by being loved. Everybody wants to be loved. But what does he mean when he says, when Adam Smith said, the people not only want to be loved, they want to be lovely. They want to be lovely. And that doesn't just mean good looking, but we're talking about worthy of praise, appreciation, admiration, and respect. So Adam Smith essentially said there are two ways to do this, two ways that you can earn the praise, the appreciation, the admiration, and the respect of the people around you. So one way, Tom Holland and his pal Zendaya, his gal pal Zendaya, they've already kind of discovered this empirically. One way that you can earn admiration and respect is to be rich, powerful, and famous. But there's another way. The other way is to be wise and virtuous. Now, the first path, Adam Smith says that this path that people take to earn praise, appreciation, admiration, respect, if you get that by simply being rich, powerful, and famous, Adam Smith calls that the path that is gaudy and glittering. But of course, as we know, all that glitters is not gold. That path is gaudy and glittering. It's naturally attractive. It's naturally alluring. Everybody notices these folks. People who notice are numerous. And Adam Smith calls them the great mob of mankind, you know, who look at these people who are rich, powerful, and famous. What would he say today in the age of social media, of Twitter and of Instagram? And so that's not the kind of flourishing necessarily that you want to look for in life. And so what about the second path? Adam Smith talks about the second way that you can be lovely. We want to be loved. We also want to be lovely. What's another way that we can earn praise, appreciation, admiration, and respect? Well, he calls that the path of wisdom and virtue. And it leads to a different kind of respect, a different kind of loveliness, if you will. But as Russ Roberts says in his book, that path is not so well illuminated. And it attracts the attentions of what Adam Smith calls a small party. You know, not the great mob of mankind, but a quote-unquote small party. And basically, the only people who notice this path of wisdom and virtue are other people who are wise and virtuous. It's kind of like game recognizes game. Game understands game. And so, yeah, they kind of get it and they kind of raise their glass to you because they recognize those qualities in you. Those who themselves are wise and virtuous see that in other people. Now, the other way, the broad road, if you will, the gaudy, the glittering path, that is very seductive. But maybe the better path is to be in the shadows. Maybe it's a little bit, maybe not as many people know about you. Maybe hardly anybody knows about you. But don't forget, you will never be forgotten by God. I'll add that. God sees that. God sees that wisdom, that virtue, that character. And so I don't know, I'm speculating here, but maybe Tom Holland is starting to understand, and maybe he always has understood, the emptiness of that gaudy and glittering path. Maybe he's looking for something deeper. Maybe he is having a hard time with this. And so I think all of us can take that lesson from, oddly enough, maybe a place we'd least expect to hear it from. Adam Smith, the great economist, talked about another path of wisdom and virtue. How to be lovely is to actually have loveliness of character. And that's something that you can really be proud of. Even if nobody else knows it, God sees it. And the saints certainly would recognize you to be in their company. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Here's a quick word from our CEO, Father Rocky.
Father Rocky here, asking you to answer the call. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. So 4 times a year, we pass the basket and ask you for financial help. It's our summer pledge drive. And do we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level? It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe image on an arched slate tile. It's really special. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. This Guadalupe traditional slate tile can stand upright on a desk, shelf, or table, and no two slate tiles are the same. Again, this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe tile is our gift to you at the $50 a month giving level. We have matching funds this hour, so your $50 gift will be doubled if you give now. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Timory here joining Cale. We're going to get back in just a moment to the Cale Clark Show. We're here asking you to answer the call in our pledge drive, end of summer pledge drive, where you can donate to support the great work we're doing here at Relevant Radio. Why do I say great work? Because we see the fruits every day of hearts and minds being changed by our Lord Jesus Christ. He's truly working through the work and the words that are shared here at Relevant Radio. It's the Holy Spirit working through people such as Cale Clark here on Relevant Radio. And Cale, so many people are really appreciative of the work you're doing. And if you want to donate because you love Relevant Radio, you love the Cale Clark Show, number's 1-877-291-0123, or donate online, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. It's easy, it's fast, and it takes fewer resources if you donate online. And we have an extra special gift, an audio talk by Father Rocky. If you do donate online, you can see online those gifts we have to give you as a thank you. But Don Kelly on Twitter says, "Your work on the Faith Explained, Cale, is commendable. While I'm already somewhat competent in understanding the Bible, your program makes it so much easier for me to share it with others."
Oh, that's very kind of Don to say that. I'm so appreciative of those words. And, you know, Timmy, when I was listening to Father Rocky talk about the beautiful gift that we want to give people if they come in at that $50 a month level, the Our Lady of Guadalupe slate tile, you know, Catholic missionaries had absolutely no success getting off the ground with the faith in the New World until she appeared. You know, the Franciscan missionaries in what's now Mexico were really struggling amidst this culture of death, but her appearance changed all that. And within about an 8-year period, we had millions of people, about 10 million people converted to the Catholic faith. It's unbelievable. And so that message was amplified. And that's what we do here at Relevant Radio. We want to bring Christ to the world through the media. So you can be like Our Lady of Guadalupe, be that beacon of hope to the world by simply calling 877-291-0123. If you come in at that $50 a month level, we want to send you that gift. And that might be my favorite gift that we're sending people. We have a lot of good ones. You can check them out on the website or on the app. But Timory, that one is really beautiful.
Anne is a new donor here at Relevant Radio. She just gave $200 from Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Ooh,
wow.
Sounds like a beautiful place
Thank
to
you,
give.
Anne.
From Candace, just gave as well for the first time, $36, as well as Rebecca for the first time from California, $52.
Oh, and don't forget, your gift is matched 100% during these next few minutes this hour. So take advantage, 877-291-0123, or go to the app online or through relevantradio.com. Answer the call. Hey, welcome back to the program. Now, I know we've been giving out the pledge drive line a lot, but don't forget the studio line is still active, 888-914-9149. You can call in right now and have a question for me. I'd love to hear it. It's the Cale Clark Show right here on Relevant Radio. Well, here's a question that came in through email, and you can also email the show, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. Here's an email question that came in this morning from Don S., and Don says, good morning. I'm having a discussion, Cale, with my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law is a lifelong Methodist. My brother-in-law, who's obviously married to her, converted to Methodism when they got married. He used to be Catholic. I thought I heard that you can only get to heaven through the one true church. I'm assuming that being Catholic, so do I'm having a hard time reading this. I'm assuming that is true if one is Catholic. Do members of other faiths go to heaven? Where can I get more clarification on this? Okay, thanks, Don, for your question. That is a really, really good question. I will say this. I'll just say something really quick, and then I'll try to expand on it a little bit. Now, it is normally necessary for salvation to be a Catholic. Okay, that's the privileged way, that's the easiest way to get to heaven. It is possible to get to heaven if you're not in the church or if you're not even Christian. Now, a lot of people might be shocked by that, but it's possible for non-Catholics and non-Christians to get to heaven. It's not even a guarantee for all Catholics to get to heaven, as we'll see. So I'll explain this a little bit more, but here's a simple analogy, and the writer Peter Kreift says this in one of his books. He's a friend of the program, been a guest on my show before. He says, really, if you want to get, let's say, from Boston to Los Angeles, there are a few ways you can do it. You can try to walk there and maybe hitch a ride. Well, you can get there, but it's going to take you a long time. It's going to be an arduous journey. You might not make it. Any number of things can befall you on the way there. That's one way to get there. You could try that, or you could maybe try driving there yourself. Take your own car. Again, it'll take you a while, but not as long as walking, certainly not as long as hitchhiking, and it's a little bit more secure. You will, hopefully, as long as your car doesn't break down, get to your destination. Easier to fly. That's probably the easiest way we can do it right now, is simply hopping on a plane, paying the fare, and you can get from Boston to Los Angeles, no problem, coast to coast. It'll only take you a few hours. So he said, really, being Catholic is like getting on that airplane. It gives you the best and easiest way to get there, because this is the church established by Jesus Christ. And it is his will that all people be a part of it. That's why it's called Catholic. It's universal. It's for everybody. And it's got so many helps, so many ways for you to get there. It can power you like those jet engines, the power of the sacraments, the fullness of revelation, scripture, and sacred teaching, sacred tradition. That'll get you there. And I had to learn this lesson myself. Now, you did ask the question about your brother-in-law who used to be Catholic, Don, who converted to Protestantism. A lot of people, this does happen when it comes to marriage. Some people will leave the faith in order to marry somebody who is of another faith because they feel like they have no choice. Perhaps that person has, I don't know what the case is in this relationship, but some people will say, I will not marry someone who's Catholic. So that person then converts to another faith, and perhaps even totally a non-Christian faith. I don't know. So now, me, myself, and I, of course, there's the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I. I actually kind of went through this myself in that I grew up Catholic, as you know. I walked away from the church when I was a young man. I became an agnostic, had a lot of questions about the faith, a lot of doubts, a lot of issues. Never became an atheist, but I was an agnostic, and I wasn't sure what faith, if any, was the true faith. And when I was in university, I came back to faith in Christ through Protestant campus missionaries. And I actually talked about that just yesterday on the Feast of the Assumption. And so talking about that, I went into Protestant ministry, and through a series of circumstances, too long to get into right now, I did start once again investigating the Catholic Church. And there was a key moment in my journey home to the church in which I had to get face to face with this question. And it actually happened to me at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. They have an annual Defending the Faith conference. And one person whose talk I attended was somebody that you know well, our very own Patrick Madrid. That's right, Pat Madrid was given a talk, as he always does. He usually speaks at this conference every year at the Franciscan University of Steubenville, not far from his home in Ohio. And I didn't know too much about Patrick Madrid at the time, but I attended this talk that he gave. And during the Q&A session, somebody asked him about this. Is it necessary, once you become convinced of the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is it necessary to enter the Catholic Church? And Patrick Madrid quoted from one of the documents of Vatican II. And this really was kind of the missing piece of the puzzle for me. And the document that he quoted was actually the third document that was released from Vatican II, which is called Lumen Gentium. Sometimes you see that abbreviated as LG, Lumen Gentium. And what that means is the light of the nations, or the light of the peoples, Lumen Gentium. Now, that document actually came out on November the 21st, 1964. It was promulgated by Pope Paul VI. Now, the phrase Lumen Gentium, that means light of the nations, was the title of the document, and it's the first words, by the way, of the document. That's often the case with church documents, and it's really the council's document about the church, the dogmatic constitution on the church. And it starts off by saying, and the English translation is, Christ is the light of the nations. It means the church is in Christ. It is his mystical body. And this is really one of the most important documents of Vatican II. I really want to take some time explaining this. We got to take a short break in a second, but it does help to answer these questions about who's in, who's out, who can be saved, how can we be saved. But chapter 14 of Lumen Gentium is absolutely crucial. I just want to start off here and read a little quote to you from Lumen Gentium chapter 14. It says, quote, "This sacred council wishes to turn its attention firstly to the Catholic faithful. Basing itself upon sacred scripture and tradition, it teaches that the church, now sojourning on earth as an exile, is necessary for salvation." So there it is right there from Vatican II itself. The church is necessary for salvation. Now, how is that true? We're going to find out after we take this quick break. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show. If you have a take on this, you want some clarification, you want something to say, 888-914-9149 is the studio line, and I'll be back right after this. Hang tight.
Here joining Cale Clark. Thanks for joining us during the Cale Clark Show. We'll get back to the conversation in just a moment, but we're asking you to answer the call to our pledge drive of supporting the work we do here at Relevant Radio, making it possible for you to listen to programs such as the Cale Clark Show. Easiest way to give is online, 1-877-291-0123 if you need that phone number, but relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Those are great ways to donate. People are saying they love the Cale Clark Show. Lori sent in a message saying, hello, I just want to say thank you. I truly enjoy this program and have enjoyed your explanation, Cale, of the Bible. As it is educational and I've learned so much, I'm grateful that you have joined the Relevant Radio team.
Oh, well, thank you, Lori. I'm happy to be part of the team. And I think it's a really good team, along with Timory and all the other great hosts that we have. We've been blessed with on this network, and really want to highlight many of you who are giving right now. And don't forget that we will not have this tomorrow. So during this hour, it is really your last chance to show your support with a matching donation. Every dollar that you give, no matter how small your gift is, no matter how big, will be matched 100%. An anonymous donor in Sugar Land, Texas. And by the way, that's a new market for us here on Relevant Radio as we continue to expand, has just given $205. That comes out to $410. That gift is doubled. Juliet in San Antonio has just given $100. That becomes $200. Thank you so much, Juliet. So people are given of themselves. They're giving sacrificially. James in Elmira, Michigan has given $240. Wow, that becomes $480. Wow, I was sick the day they taught math at school, but I think I figured that out. That's a recurring gift as well, and recurring gifts are really, really important. Everybody who gives a recurring gift gets added to our St. Joseph's Recurring Gift Society. We pray for you at Mass constantly, and it really helps us to not only be able to budget well here at Relevant Radio, but understand that that recurring gift is also matched 100% for the first year. So if you're giving monthly, that gift is matched not just one time, but every single month this year. What a great reason to give. 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or to the app, Timory.
We need you to answer the call by giving us a call or answering the call online. Just get those fingers working, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. The only reason we do what we do is because of listeners like you, not just listening, but funding the work we do here at Relevant Radio. Donate in honor of a conversion you've had or something that you've heard at Relevant Radio that has changed your life. 1-877-291-0123.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. 888-914-9149 is the number to call toll free to talk to me. And I was answering an email question. You can email the show as well. If you have a question or comment that you'd like us to answer on the air, cale@relevantradio.com, cale@relevantradio.com. is the email address. You can also fire me a note on Twitter at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E Clark with an E. And I was talking about how I came back into the Catholic Church. It was a long journey, but a key moment for me was attending a conference at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. Producer Jim, it's his alma mater. He went there. Yep. They even let him graduate. Can you believe this? But having said that, I'm just kidding, Jim. But I saw a talk by none other than Patrick Madrid, our own Patrick Madrid here at Relevant Radio. This is back in 2004. It was the year I was coming back into the Catholic Church. At the time, I was a Protestant minister. I'd been relearning stuff about the Catholic Church I should have known growing up as a Catholic. And I had really come to believe, I was really at the edge of believing, yes, the Eucharist really is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. So many other doctrines. I was just on the edge of, you know, could this be true? But I didn't think that I needed to return to the Catholic Church. I sort of thought maybe I could just stay in Protestant ministry and just keep educating people about what Catholics really believe, some of their misconceptions. There are so many. As Archbishop Fulton Sheen famously said, there are millions of people in America who hate what they wrongly believe to be the Catholic Church, but there aren't more than 100 people in the United States who actually hate the Catholic Church. It's just what they hate is a caricature of the church, a misunderstanding that they've been taught or picked up throughout the years. And so this talk I was hearing by Patrick Madrid was about Lumen Gentium. At least it was during the Q&A session. And sorry, Patrick, I don't remember the rest of the talk, but this is what really stood out to me. When you're talking about chapter 14 of Lumen Gentium, and again, I had received an email talking about, can people be saved who are outside of the church? What if a Catholic leaves the church? Well, it kind of deals with all of that. Chapter 14 of Lumen Gentium, the Vatican II document of the Church, says this sacred council wishes to turn its attention firstly to the Catholic faithful, basing itself upon sacred scripture and tradition. It teaches that the Church, now sojourning on earth as an exile, is necessary for salvation. Why is that? Well, it goes on to say, Christ, present to us in his body, which is the Church, is the one mediator and the unique way of salvation. In explicit terms, he himself affirmed the necessity of faith and baptism, and thereby affirmed also the necessity of the Church. For through baptism, as through a door, men enter the Church, and women too, obviously. So when you look at the end of the Gospel of Mark, for example, Jesus says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. So baptism is normally necessary for salvation as well. Now, it's possible to achieve salvation while not being baptized. It's not recommended, but it is possible, because there are three types of baptism the Church teaches about. There's, of course, baptism of water and the Spirit. That's the normative way that Jesus meant. But there's also baptism of blood, martyrdom. That's the hard way, right? The Church has always taught, if you shed your blood, if you give your life for the gospel of Jesus Christ, you go straight to heaven. Psh, jump over purgatory. All right, that's your reward, but it's painful. All right, now, if God calls you to it, he'll give you the grace. The third way is baptism of desire. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next few minutes, but it's the concept that if someone is sincerely seeking God, sincerely seeking the truth, and trying to be obedient to the truth that they do know about God, and they might not know much, then they can be saved. And we'll get more into that in just a minute. But here's what the Vatican II document Lumen Gentium says. I'm going to go back to it here. After it says, through baptism as through a door, people enter the Church, it goes on to say this, quote, whosoever therefore, and this is the part that really hit me hard like a ton of bricks, whosoever, therefore, knowing that the Catholic Church was made necessary by Christ, would refuse to enter or to remain in it, could not be saved. End of quote. So when I heard that, when I heard Patrick quote that, that just rocked my world, because I knew at that point, I think I had enough critical mass at that point to know that the Catholic Church was legit. So if, as Vatican II says, if you know that, now not a lot of people don't know that yet, or they have major league doubts about this. That's another story. But if you know that the Catholic Church was made necessary by Christ and refused to enter it or to remain in it, cannot be saved. So that's if you know with full knowledge. It's a little bit like mortal sin, right? To be guilty, if you're guilty of a mortal sin, you're not in a state of grace, and you're in grave danger. If you were to die in that state, you've got to get reconciled to God. Full knowledge. To be guilty of a mortal sin, it's got to actually be grave matter, number one. Number two, you've got to know that it is, and you've got to have full freedom when you commit that sin. So a lot of people don't know that the Catholic Church is, in fact, the Church established by Jesus Christ. They have honest questions about it. They're honest spiritual seekers. I know lots of people like that. I was in that boat myself at one point. Now, if you know that this is legit, and you refuse to remain in the Church, or you refuse to enter the Church, then you can't be saved. Why is that? Because you're rejecting the very Savior himself. You're rejecting Jesus Christ, the one true God, the living Savior. This is the path that he set up. If you reject the Church, you're rejecting him, because it is his mystical body. You can't have Jesus without the Church. So when I heard that, my goodness, that really shook me to my core. And that's when I realized that I had to make that move back into the Catholic Church. It cut me to the heart. When Peter was preaching at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, preaching about the resurrection, it says that the people were cut to the heart. That's what I felt like. And they asked, well, how can we be saved? And he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins, the remission of your sins. And so that's kind of how I felt. And so I realized it wasn't a matter of personal preference, which Christian body did I like the best, which form of worship suited me best. This is a salvation issue. It's not a personal preference issue. Rejecting the Church was like rejecting Christ, because the Church is his body, his mystical body. So getting back to the email question that was asked by Don earlier in the program, Don's brother-in-law who left the Church to marry somebody who was of another faith, a Methodist. I think the question of can this person be saved is a question of how much did he know about the church and about the fact that this is a salvation issue at that time. Maybe he was poorly catechized as I was growing up. I know what that's like. Maybe he was honestly mistaken and didn't realize. A lot of people also have the mistaken belief that Vatican II taught that all religions are the same. This is a common misconception. Maybe you've heard this. Maybe you've heard your friends talking about this. It's kind of in the ether. It's floating around in the culture. Did Vatican II really teach that all religions are the same? No, it did not. You hear people talking about the so-called quote-unquote spirit of Vatican II, right? You know, that's not the spirit of Vatican II. Well, part of the quote-unquote spirit of Vatican II is when people say it doesn't matter what you believe. Utterly false. Vatican II never said anything like that. That's why it's really important for people to read the documents for themselves. Read the documents of Vatican II. It's a good thing to do. It's a good exercise. It's a great way to grow in your knowledge of the faith. Now, what happens if you are Catholic? Say you're in the church, you say, well, I'm fine. I'm totally safe. Here. You got to pay attention here. You got to keep watch here. In the very same paragraph of Lumen Gentium chapter 14, it warns Catholics not to be complacent. And here's what it says. It goes on to say, quote, he is not saved, however, who, though part of the body of the church, does not persevere in charity or persevere in love. He remains indeed in the bosom of the church, but as it were, only in a bodily manner and not in his heart. All the church's children should remember that their exalted status is to be attributed not to their own merits, but to the special grace of Christ. If they fail, moreover, to respond to that grace in thought, word, and deed, not only shall they not be saved, but they will be the more severely judged. End of quote. You know, gulp. This is really what I like to call the McDonald's argument, as it were. You can walk into McDonald's, but that doesn't make you a hamburger, right? It's not enough just to be Catholic in name only, just to be a Cino, C-I-N-O. You've actually got to live out your faith. It's got to be a lived out reality for you. Lumen Gentium says you've got to accept the church's entire system of salvation, or else you can run the risk of eternal judgment. Now, Jesus said this, and my wife always says this is the scariest verse in the whole Bible. Jesus said, to whoever much has been given, much will be demanded. That's in Luke 12:48. Well, we Catholics, we've been given a lot. We've been given all the means of salvation. Lumen Gentium chapter 14 says that. We've been given the jet plane, our private plane, if you will. It's not a private plane. It's for all of us in the church. We're, you know, it's not the Kardashians here. It's for everybody. And so we've got all the means. We've got the sacraments. We've got sacred tradition in its fullness. We've got sacred scripture. We've got the mystical body of Christ. We've got the saints. We've got the papacy. We've got it all. But we've got to make sure that we don't take that for granted. We've got to cooperate with God's grace. And that is so key. So I don't know what you think about this, but you can call in during our final segment. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. So it is possible for people to be saved. Of course it is. But the one who's doing the saving in the end is we're all saved through Jesus Christ and his grace. Everybody knows a little bit about the truth. Everybody's got a little light, just like everybody in the world gets a little bit of sunlight. Some get a lot. We have a lot in the Catholic Church. We've got a lot of light to guide our path. We're responsible for how we respond to it. When you start saying no to the light, then it becomes a bit of a problem. So let's make sure that we don't do that. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Here's another miracle moment from our network. Check it out.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Can I add a personal note, Patrick?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to say that you have been an inspiration to our entire family, and listening to you every day has made all of us much more deeply rooted in our faith, and in fact, probably led to conversions of my husband and my two children this past Easter.
Wow. I am so
I know that's a lot to put on your plate. But since I've gotten the chance to talk to you, I just wanted to thank you personally and Relevant Radio for that matter. So all of Relevant Radio has really helped us all get much, much closer to our faith. And we are out there promoting you and telling those in our church about you as well.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
This is the fun part of the year because Kale and I have the opportunity to catch up, and it's live with you here on Relevant Radio. It's our pledge drive, end of summer pledge drive, and we're asking you as you wrap up your summer to be generous and support the work we do here at Relevant Radio. You benefit from it. You hear the call to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're asking you to join the call with us in helping us to do what we do. To do so, the easiest way to give is online, relevantradio.com, or just tap the banner on your Relevant Radio app. You have special gifts that we have to give as a thank you to you, including a special gift if you donate online. The phone number, if you want to donate the old-fashioned way, is 1-877-291-0123. We will be happy to answer your call today. And people are saying so much about the Kale Clark Show. They love what you're doing here, Kale, and I'm grateful because we have each other here at Relevant Radio who are encouraging one another in the faith. In fact, Kale, you were written to by one woman, Tracy, who listens every evening, saying that she listens on that podcast and said, your show is entertaining and I've learned so much about our Catholic faith. Keep up the good work and God bless.
Oh, thank you, Tracy. I appreciate that. You know, yeah, a lot of people, if they don't catch the show live, one of the great things about Relevant Radio is they make all the programs available as podcasts after the fact. You can get them on relevantradio.com, through the app, wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of the app, if you donate online right now, you will get a very special gift. And that is a talk by our own Father Rocky. It's about Eucharistic revival. Cardinal Dolan's 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival. You know, the United States bishops have really called for this. We've got to focus on the Eucharist. Seems key, right? The Eucharist is Christ. And so we're going to send you this talk for free if you donate online. It's so easy to do that through the app or through relevantradio.com. I want to thank Pamela in Las Vegas, who has donated $600 as a recurring gift. That gift is going to be matched. It's going to become $1,200 every single month. If you give a recurring gift, it's matched for the whole year. And Pamela is a new donor. Thank you so much for your generosity, Pamela. We're so excited about that. Now, for some reason, if you can't give online, you can call 877-291-0123. And friendly operators are standing by, Timory.
And Karen just gave as well $2,562. Whatever
thank
you
Karen.
Can give, thank you. Large gift, whatever it is, we're so thankful. Again, donate online, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, 1-877-291-0123. Give now and answer the call.
This is the Kale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
I love that 80s tune, right? It's definitely an 80s vibe, that's for sure. Hey, it's Kale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. Hey, let's go to the phones right now. Some of you are calling in reaction to what we were talking about earlier. Let's go to Dan in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Kale, thanks for taking my call. You got a great show.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm curious as to what you mean by church. Mm-hmm. Would that be the visible temporal Catholic Church? If so, some people like N.T. Wright, C.S. Lewis, Billy Graham certainly would not be saved. I'm not sure what your definitive meaning of church would be.
Well, that's a really good question, Dan. I'm glad you asked that. Now, of course, most people are familiar with hearing about the Catholic Church. One thing that might surprise a lot of listeners is that the Catholic Church considers the Orthodox churches of the East to be real churches. And why is that? Well, we would define a church as, it's a church if it has all seven sacraments. So the Orthodox churches of the East, for example, they have a valid priesthood and valid bishops to ordain those priests. They're in the line of apostolic succession. So they can confect a valid Eucharist. So a Catholic could attend, for example, an Orthodox church and receive the Eucharist if they're allowed to. Now, in some Orthodox churches of the East, they don't really want Catholics to do that. So you have to check. But let's say there was no Catholic church you could go to on a Sunday. You're visiting a new city, but there is an Orthodox church. If they let you do it, that's a valid Eucharist. You've fulfilled your Sunday obligation. You've gone to the Divine Liturgy and even received a valid Eucharist. So what the Catholic Church would say about other Christian groups, we would consider those to be essentially Christian communities or Christian communions. Sometimes you hear that term, like the Anglican Communion or something like that. And so these are groups of Christians. And you say, what's a Christian? It's more than just believing in Jesus Christ. Don't forget the letter of James in the New Testament. We did a big series on James on the Faith Explained program. It's called Bonding with James. James talks about, hey, you believe Jesus is the Son of God? You believe God is one? Great. So do the demons. You know, the demons know who Jesus Christ is. It's not just about believing in the reality of Jesus. It's classically speaking, to be a Christian, you have to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as Jesus commanded at the end of Matthew's gospel, with water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's a Christian. And there are groups of Christians. There are people who believe in Jesus who are not yet baptized. We have a separate name for them. They're called the catechumens, like people in our RCIA program and all throughout the history of the church, the catechumens who are baptized at Easter. So what you have is groups, pockets of Christians, some small, some big pockets, some big groups, some small groups. But if they don't have the seven sacraments, they don't have a church per se. Now, they may have a group. They may have the scriptures, and that's a good thing for sure. And they're doing a lot with in some cases, very little. In some cases, all they have is the scriptures, their faith, and they're doing a lot with it. They're evangelizing, and in some ways, that's a rebuke to us. But we say the Catholic Church is what Jesus established for his people in all its fullness. And I say these other Orthodox churches of the East, why aren't they Catholic? Because they reject the papacy. Now, they used to hold the papacy, I would argue, in the early centuries. They used to be part of the Catholic Church. They separated around 1000 AD, give or take a few years. A lot of controversies, a lot of history behind that. Don't want to get into that. Don't have time right now. But I don't know if that helps to answer your question, Dan, but that's kind of a brief rundown of what we might mean by church.
Mm-hmm. Was it, Cal, I appreciate that. I'm still not clear whether or not someone who attends I have several friends who attend the Anglican, quote, mm-hmm. Church, unquote.
Sure.
Are you saying they're jeopardizing their salvation by being a faithful Anglican?
Well, what I would say is that every single group that's out there, all the various Protestant denominations, and I don't know exactly how many there are right now. You hear these famous numbers that are bandied about that there are, let's say, you hear the number 33,000 different Protestant denominations that we know of. And that doesn't count the sort of free church movements, community churches that are independent, the independent Bible churches that you see popping up in neighborhoods. You say, well, what about them? Well, they all disagree with one another. That's why they split apart from one another, because they think we're doing it right. This is the way to do church. And I would say that it depends on what they know. The person who's sitting there thinking, I do believe that Anglicanism is the correct expression of Christianity, if that's what they think and they're sincere in that, they may not know about the Catholic Church. They need to find out about it. We need to tell them about it. And they can find out more of the truth and keep getting more of it until they find their way home. That, I wish we had more time to talk about it, but please call back, Dan. We can always talk about that tomorrow. Whew! Man, this time goes quick on the Cale Clark Show. Timory's going to join me right now.
Timory here with Cale Clark. Thank you so much for supporting us here at Relevant Radio. Your generosity allows the work that happens to take place every day. Isidoro just stepped up and gave $100 from New
wow.
York, a new donor, first-time gift. Blanca just gave $50 from Burbank, California. Danilo just gave $50 as well from California. Thank you so much for supporting us. If you would like to donate, because we need you to step up. Many people together make up the body of Christ and make up the work we do here at Relevant Radio. We can't do it alone. So donate now, 1-877-291-0123. But even easier for you and for us is donate online, relevantradio.com, or just tap the banner on your Relevant Radio app.
Absolutely. And we're so close, Timory, to getting a third of the way home. We have to raise $3 million this week. Now, that seems like a lot, but it costs a lot of money. This is our quarterly operating expenses to keep our almost 100 radio stations across the United States functional, helping us to reach the world for Christ through the media. We're just over the $900,000 mark. We want to push through and get to that first million, get a third of the way home, and I know that you can help us do it. Hey, if somebody gives $500,000 in the next 5 minutes, guess what? We're going to make it because that gift is doubled. Any gift that you give this next couple of minutes is going to be doubled. $1 becomes two, 20 becomes 40, 100 becomes 200, 100,000 becomes $200,000. And we will get to our goal, Lord willing. I know God's going to provide. Thank you for your generosity. I want to thank Barbara in Petaluma, California, who just gave $366, more than a dollar a day. And that is double. That's an online gift. And because you gave online, guess what? Anybody who donates online, not that you're not going to have a problem getting through on the phones, but we want you to get this very special talk by Father Rocky about Eucharistic revival, Cardinal Dolan's 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival. It's a great talk. We want to send that to you as a bonus when you give online. If you give a recurring gift, a monthly gift, that gift will be doubled, not just for this month, but for the whole year because it's a matching hour. We're not going to have this tomorrow. So this is really your only chance to double your impact for the next little while. And if you come in at that $50 a month level or more, we're going to send you this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe arched slate tile. No two are alike. They all have little differences between them. They're very unique, just like each one of you. And you heard Father Rocky talking about this earlier, and it's quite beautiful. And you can get that if you pledge $600 for the year, which becomes $1,200 here at Relevant Radio, bringing us closer to our goal, 877-291-0123, or go to the Relevant Radio app. You can see all our pledge drive premiums there, or relevantradio.com, Timory.
And maybe you can give $600 or maybe $900, whatever it is, you can actually split that up to be a monthly gift, and you are enrolled in our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. As Kale mentioned earlier, we will pray for you. We will pray for you at Mass every day here at Relevant Radio, and it's easy to give online. Just sign up, you set it up for auto pay, and you are building up the kingdom for Christ. Maybe you have a child who's left the faith, and you're praying for them. Well, help another parent who's praying for their child to come back as well, and they stumble across Relevant Radio. Or it helps another parent in knowing what to say to their children or to a friend when they have a question about the Bible or disagree about religion and Our Lady or the Eucharist. We are equipping you here to have those answers by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so join the work we're doing. I hope the Holy Spirit really does inspire generosity in you. You can give now, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
It's such a great way to magnify the truth of Jesus Christ in the culture. An anonymous donor from Steubenville, Ohio, during the show, I was talking about the Franciscan University of Steubenville. It was a key city for me in coming back to the faith, attending a conference there, has just given a recurring gift of $600. That becomes $1,200 every month this year. This person is a new donor. Thank you so much for your generosity. And you can give as well. Help answer the call. Help us reach the world for Christ through the media at Relevant Radio, 877-291-0123. Or simply click the app, tap the app. RelevantRadio.com works as well. Thank you so much for your generosity. God bless you. Help us answer the call.